For the love of all you believe in, please take this box. It's as heavy as an elephant, and those were a lot of stairs.
Oh, jeez, yeah. Sorry. I got you.
So, this is the place.
Pretty great, huh?
I'll give you this. You know how to set a mood. It looks like at any moment, Lauren Bacall will walk through the door and ask us to find her missing husband.
What can I say? I'm a sucker for a noir vibe.
You've even got one of those green desk lamps!
Oh, I've had that for years.
Bless you. Right, how can I help?
Okay, so this is my desk. Yours can go on the opposite side, if that works.
Oh, I get the window then.
I thought you'd like the view.
I do! Not many detectives fresh as me get the nice desk.
Yeah, you're fresh, but you're good. Hence why you're here.
And look at this! You've already got your corkboard up so you can connect theories with string like a proper investigator.
Like you said, I can set a mood.
Do you think it'll be long before we get a case?
I took out ads just about anywhere I could. I bet we get a call soon.
Do you think?
Already?
Well, go on then, answer it!
You've reached Hughes and Minx, ghost detectives, how may I- Oh. No, sorry. No, we're not a dry cleaner. Wrong number. Yeah, this is 4837. Yep. Sure thing. Have a nice day. I guess it was too much to hope that we'd get a case that quickly.
No matter. Not like we don't have plenty to do today.
Right. I'm sure the clients will be pouring in before long.
Which would be nice.
Yes.
Seeing as I like to get paid and such.
Yeah. Money's a thing.
You didn't sink too much of your own cash into this office, did you?
I sank some.
Minx.
Hughes.
Seriously. How much?
Most of my savings.
Minx!
Hughes?
You were fine in the old space!
No. I was sharing a wall with a studio that hosted screaming yoga classes 4 times a week. In no way was that space fine. It'll be okay. I'm sure we'll earn back enough to get us out of the red soon.
And if we don't?
We will. Here. Help me get these files sorted out.
Good lord! I don't remember you having this many before.
I kept most of them at my apartment.
I know you've been at this job a good while now, but this seems excessive.
You'll see. Once you've been doing this for a decade, like I have, you'll accumulate plenty of notes.
Why is this one pink?
Oh, all they had at the store were pink folders. Valentine's Day.
Aw, that's weirdly cute.
You'd like that case, actually. Hang on to the file and give it a look when you have a chance. Some good information in there about haunting of specific inanimate objects.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. That was the case where I dealt with the creepiest music box ever.
Music boxes are already fairly creepy to begin with.
This one had footsteps coming out of it whenever it played.
Oh, that's just unfair.
It was not the most fun overnight I've ever had, no. I got to keep the music box, though.
You kept.
I can't believe I never told you about that before. I'm slacking on my seasoned detective telling the new gumshoe tall tales of her time on the beat duties.
I resent that. I'm not a gumshoe.
You're a bit gummy. You want to try this time?
Right. Yep. Hughes and Minx, ghost detectives, Hughes speak- Oh, it- Yeah. Hi, Mom. Yeah, I'm very excited about the new office. Yeah, it's lovely, yeah. I have a window and everything. Yeah, Minx is here too. Mum says hi.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Hughes. Hope you're well.
She says hi back, Mum. Yeah, hopes you're well. Yeah, I've remembered my lunch. Yeah, there's fruit in it, Mum. I really got to go now. I'm at work. Yeah, love you too. Love you too. Bye.
That was adorable.
Truly. But, alas, not a client.
That lunch talk made me hungry. I bought snacks.
With all that money you had lying around after renting this place?
I bought cheap snacks.
Good, because I didn't actually pack my lunch.
You lied to your mother about eating?
A bit.
Mine would have smelled the lie.
Well, then feed me and then it's not a lie anymore.
Okay, come with. Let's see, I've got cookies.
Biscuits.
Chips.
Crisps.
Pickles.
Gherkins.
You done?
Not really.
Sandwiches it is.
Bops.
You're making that up.
I'm really not. Ah, peanut butter and jam. I see you have sophisticated tastes, as one would expect for a woman of your advanced age.
I'm 32, Hughes.
Practically ancient.
Yeah. Oh, I was there when the pyramids were being built, something-something cave person time, something-something there at the start of the universe. Gumshoe.
Rude.
Called for.
Fair.
Peanut butter and jelly... bap, apparently, for the young one.
Much obliged. I think I'll eat at my desk and enjoy the fabulous view.
Good call.
Minx, what's that big grey building across from us?
Search me.
It looks haunted.
Probably is, but what do you mean it looks haunted?
Sometimes you can just tell.
How?
I don't know. You just can.
Maybe you can. Teach me, though. What do you see that looks haunted about it?
Well, age of it, for one. That's usually a sign. The older, the ghostier.
Fair, but I've been to plenty of old buildings that aren't haunted.
Look at the windows on the fourth floor, though.
What about them?
It's not that cold outside today, but the windows look frosted, and only those. So that suggests a centralized haunting.
Oh, good catch.
It's also just a really creepy-looking building.
Gut instincts are a thing. And from what I've seen, yours are particularly good.
Yeah?
Oh, for sure. You have good intuition. That's definitely something to build on. It can take you a long way. Chips?
Oh, I love some crisps, thanks. So all those files.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all your cases?
Most, yeah.
I mean... I knew you were in high demand for a long time there, but...
Yeah, I overdid it. Burnout is a very real thing, it turns out. I don't recommend it. This setup, just the two of us with a small office and focusing on a couple of cases at a time, is much, much better for me. Learn from my mistakes.
Noted.
You really, really want to dig through the files, don't you?
I really, really do.
Fine. Go nuts, don't spill jelly on them.
You're on that wine cellar case? I read about that when I'm still in school.
Oh yeah, that was a wild one. I've never seen so much broken glass. Turned out, all the ghosts needed to be appeased was a better vintage.
Ghosts are snobs. Who knew?
Well, those ghosts were anyway.
Wait, this file is from a while ago.
Which one?
The Wagner file.
Wagner? Oh, Ohio, right?
Oh, yeah, Ohio. But this couldn't have been yours. This is from 2005.
Yeah, no, it's not mine. I was still in high school in 2005.
So, how...
You'll like that case, too. Keep that one out.
Minx, some of these are from ages ago.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe how long you've kept some of these.
Yeah, I'm a pack rat. Sue me.
These are old.
They are not old, you're just young.
You were a child in the 90s, why do you even have these?
I may be a collector.
A collector?
Yes.
Of old paranormal case files?
Yes.
Do you mean to say you pay for these?
Not much.
Minx.
Hughes.
Minx, you can barely keep the lights on in this office.
I'll have you know, these files are valuable. It's not just that they're interesting. They can provide very important insight into present hauntings. It's like having my own personal research library.
It's like hoarding.
One of these days, we are going to have a case that will stump us both, and the answer will lie somewhere in my file collection, and then you'll see why I keep them around.
Oh yes, for certain this file will save us one day. Let's see, when was this? 1995? Client
submitted 3 claims of suspected haunting. He says he was followed by the sound of a camcorder and the occasional exclamation of, "It's him." But every time he turned around, the source of the sounds was nowhere to be seen. According to his account, he believes he is the subject of a documentary series from beyond the ether. Yes, this is very useful. Man with too high an opinion of himself thinks ghosts want to film him.
Maybe ghosts do film documentaries. We don't know.
Minx.
Hughes.
Minx, if you keep spending your money on vintage case files instead of food better than instant noodles, I may be forced to judge you.
Coming from the person who dropped how much on that ukulele?
That was an investment.
In?
In music.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shut up and pass the crisps. How is it even legal for you to have these files?
Our line of work is not the most regulated.
Is it actually safe for you to buy these?
None of your business.
Fine, fine. Let the 20-year-old be the voice of reason.
Well, children are our future.
You're funny. Very funny.
I know. That's why you wanted me as your boss.
Partner.
Colleague.
Sold. Do you think?
Do you want to get it?
No, you go ahead.
You sure? I
answer the phone, Minx!
Hughes and Minx, ghost detectives. You've got Minx. How can I help you? A haunting. Yes, that is definitely a thing we can help you with. Let's just get your information.
This episode of Hughes and Minx, Ghost Detectives, starred the wonderful Caroline Minx as Minx, and me, Sophie Hughes, as Hughes. Find us on Twitter at Hughes and Minx, or at Saucy Minx, or Sophs Take Notes. Hughes and Minx, Ghost Detectives, coming soon.